Hey girls, welcome to Girl How, the ultimate podcast to solve all your girl problems.
This is Fazana, a law graduate and a digital creator.
And this is Sarobi, a student and a blogger. Listen to the whole of today's podcast to ensure that you are the best girl boss that you can be. In this episode, we'll be chatting all about are women now the new men. Now, this is definitely, again, a very controversial topic. I say this in the intro of every single podcast episode because it is true. Women are now becoming very independent nowadays. And some might say that it is amazing because they're becoming very goal-driven and they are, you know, living their lives and they're getting the best careers out there and they're getting their rights. But other women might argue that actually this is not good because they're now becoming the provider or they might become a man. And eventually what this means is that this world is going to be filled with men and there aren't going to be that many, you know, women who are very feminine, girly, and who are actually have characteristics of being a woman. So we will hopefully be talking about this topic in this podcast episode. And as we always say, make sure to read the disclaimer in the description box below as it relates to all the podcast episodes of this series, including this one that you're listening to right now. And in this episode, the statement will be women are the new men. And my sister Fazana will be, you know, for the statement saying that yes, women are the new men, and I will be against the statement because I will say that no, women are not the new men. So hopefully this will be a very interesting debate, and I'll be letting my sister start today's debate. So without any further ado, let's get right into it. This 2 minute timer starts now.
Hello everyone, this is Fazana, and I will be starting the debate today by having a statement or an argument which agrees with the statement, the fact that women are the new men, by saying that yes, they are, because this is a very big one, which is them paying on the dates. Now, women, of course, that doesn't mean that now women cannot pay at all and they cannot be like, you know, contribute some here and there. But this has become like a habit where I've seen even in movies where it's kind of like glorified, even in Bollywood movies where, you know, Bollywood is a very traditional type of an industry. But now they are glorifying the fact that women must pay. Like I've seen one scene today, for example, in one of those films where I've seen that the man and the woman are on a date and then the woman just snatches the receipt from him and says, don't worry, I got this. Now, I don't know if it's because she's a police officer in the movie or is it because, you know, that's how she is, but most likely because she's very like, you know, in the masculine role of becoming a police officer and all those kind of things. Maybe she thinks that becoming like that even on the dates is appropriate for her. So I felt very uncomfortable looking at that scene because I was thinking, what is she doing? She's the woman. She's not supposed to pull out her wallet and literally just pay for him. And he was just like, no, let me do it. And she was like, no, let me do it. I will do it for you. Like, she just literally snatched the receipt from him. She checked the bill and then she just paid the whole thing. And I was thinking in my head, like, what is she doing? Why is she paying on dates? That's not feminine at all. That's something that a man is supposed to do, snatch it. And I've seen in many cases as well, this kind of movies as well. So this is kind of showing to me as an audience, as a millennial myself, that I'm supposed to be paying on dates. And if I don't, then what am I doing with my life? Basically, I'm not independent enough in the eyes of the man. So that made me feel very uncomfortable, and which is why I believe that women are the new men in this generation, unfortunately.
So I completely understand your point that you're trying to make, but I personally think that that could not really, you know, even though I understand that, you know, women are actually the ones who are supposed to always be the person who receives, and the man in a date should always be paying because he should be showing and portraying to the woman that he can be a provider, that he is masculine. And I personally think that that, however, you saying about the woman paying on dates or movies, number one, I have to argue that movies nowadays, especially even Bollywood movies, I'm going to be completely honest and not bashing any industry over here, but nowadays movie industries are kind of running out of ideas and they can't always be showing the same traditional scenes all the time, like a man and a woman falls in love, a man builds the house for them and then they get married and have kids. Like, you know, this traditional stories can't really come in the industries all the time because people are getting bored, and that's why directors try to put in new things such as women paying on dates. So it doesn't mean that necessarily that women, every single woman out there in reality is doing this. It's just a movie. So, you know, directors are just trying to show something new. And it doesn't mean that, you know, this is what happens necessarily in real life. And secondly, I think there's nothing wrong with a woman paying on a date from time to time. Just because it shows in a movie that a woman is paying on a date once doesn't mean that every single woman in this world pays. And also, it doesn't mean that every single woman pays every time. Most of the time, I feel like even in real life, I think women are usually the ones who don't pay and men are usually the ones who mostly pay. So if you see that in real life, and I think this tradition is still continuing. My point for these 2 minutes is that I believe that women are not the new men for the because I personally think that there are still certain things that women are known to be women for and they're defined to be women. For example, menstruation and girl drama. These are all things that make us women, women. And I think this is something that makes us differentiate and distinguish from men. So I personally think there are still certain things that women do that are very specific to women. And that shows that women have not died out.
Of course, women are supposed to have those biological things, for example, menstruation and all those kind of things, like, you know, having breasts and, you know, the private parts are very different from the men and all those kind of things. We understand those. Of course, those are going to be always the same. But what we're talking about today is societal things that are making women look like men or even be the man in the relationship or any other platforms or phase in their life. And going back to the India part where we were talking about Bollywood, I just want to say that the truth is that now the divorce rates are skyrocketing in India because the women are becoming the new men. They think that they're entitled to be paying half of the rent for the house, for example, or half of the bill, or even full of the bill in some cases, or they're entitled to be, you know, working straight away post-marriage, which is a very, very big thing. I mean, not post-marriage, sorry, post-pregnancy, which is a very big one. And this makes me feel very uncomfortable because this is kind of like glorifying the 50-50 relationship where the woman, with her bringing so many other things in her life, for example, a baby, you know, caring, sharing emotions and loving emotions, she's also bringing all these financial things which she never had to do before, and that gives her extra burden. And then she comes at the end of the day very tired, for example, and she says to her husband, oh my god, the whole house is so messed up, what did you do the whole day? And then you start complaining, and then this is where this divorce rates are skyrocketing in London, in the UK, but also everywhere in the world, honestly. And since we were talking about India, we're going to stick to that because that's a very clear depiction of how movies can actually be influential towards girls that are my age or even younger than me who don't know much about relationship dynamics and everything like that. Even if I have a little bit of knowledge, these girls who are 11 to, let's say, 16, they have no knowledge about these things and they go to school to explore those things in a way. So watching those movies, when they go to the cinema after school and watch those movies and they see that, oh my god, why is the girl paying? And then they question and then they're like, oh, maybe that's how it's supposed to be. They're likely to copy those actors and actresses, especially if it's their favorite actor and actress.
I personally think that that's their own responsibility if they are watching movies. And again, I think that there are always going to be movies and books that are always going to give different opinions. And in the end of the day, it is your responsibility to choose what you believe in. And again, I already mentioned this, but directors are trying to come out with new ideas and it's not their fault. They're trying to make a profit. And if you want to really blame anyone and you want to blame the movie industry, go and blame the industry in itself. Not, you know, because in the end of the day, you are also the one who are watching the movies. You're also giving them profit. So you can't really blame the movie industry and then also give them money, if that makes sense. And about the divorce rates, I personally think that there is not enough evidence to prove that divorce rates are increasing just because women are becoming men. There's not been any scientific studies to prove that. So I personally think that it is not really, you know, confirmed, or we can't really justify and fully confirm that, you know, the only reason why divorce rates are skyrocketing is because of women becoming men. And speaking of that, I would just like to say that I would say that my point for these 2 minutes is actually that I think the opposite is happening. I think there are a lot of marriages that are still happening because women are still women. Women are still more, you know, girly, and women are still more, you know, the softer side, and men are the ones who are the providers. I think there is still this relationship dynamic that exists in this world, and that proves that women have not died out. Because if women did die out, then that means that no relationships would even happen between partners and between marriages. But the fact that partners and marriages are still happening, it shows that women are still women and they can still survive in a relationship and show the contrast. There is that contrast, that polarity between a male and a female. And at the same time, very quickly to say, I also wanted to say that even single girls, they seem to be much more happy about themselves because they're women. They can actually explore their girly side. And I think that this all proves that women have not died out.
I think that's true to some extent, but I also believe that the fact is, let's be honest, all these ads and all these movies that we see, of course, is our personal responsibility, but sometimes we cannot help and watch certain things. For example, ads. In ads, there are also glorification of women actually becoming the man or the man in the relationship, where we see the woman maybe leaving her one-year-old baby to her husband, who's going to be taking care of the child at home, and she's rushing out with her bag, with a big purse, and she's going to basically to the office because she has to do her work, and she's basically the breadwinner. And then we have seen another, and this was, by the way, this ad was featured in the UK, and I've seen it myself when I was watching this YouTube video, and suddenly this ad just pops up out of nowhere, where the woman is literally rushing her way through to go to work because she has to leave her one-year-old at home with her husband, which is, I felt very wrong. Personally, that was very wrong in my opinion. I'm debating, by the way. When I say my opinion, it means I'm still in the realm of debate. But when it comes to, for example, and I've seen this even in Indian ads as well, where I see the woman literally being stressed on her phone all the time when she's at work because she left her at home with her maid, a 6-month-year-old baby or something. I don't know, something like that. And she came to work straight after her giving birth to the child. And I felt very sorry looking at that, because I was thinking, why are you doing? You don't have to be. Where is your husband? Is he like in another country, or is he passed away, or is he like, you guys are divorced? That's a different thing, of course, but in most cases these women are like, what are you doing? It's very, very sad to actually leave your baby like that and go to work, especially in the first case, in the first ad that I told you guys about, which was about the man actually taking care of the child. I felt like the women are definitely becoming the new men in this generation.
I completely disagree with that point, and let me tell you why. The reason is because I personally think that there's nothing wrong with a woman having a career, and this is not something that recently came about. Actually, women having careers started from 100 years ago, even in World War One. Like, women were starting to get careers. That's when the suffragettes movement came out, and I think that, you know, women have started to get more careers, and now it's actually not only benefited a woman itself for having their own career and having financial independence, but also creates space in a relationship, which means it helps their relationships, and also at the same time it benefits the economy, because we have seen that women are actually very good. If you go to schools, actually, if you see the UK gradings, you'll actually realize that girls have a year on year, like literally for the past few years, girls have been getting higher grades than boys, which shows how girls are actually very capable. They can have successful careers, and if they're benefiting the economy themselves and their relationships, then I don't see what's wrong with having a career. And yes, you might think that, oh, why are you leaving that baby? Well, I personally think that a woman, you need to prioritize yourself first before you prioritize a baby. It doesn't mean you're being selfish, but you do need to prioritize yourself, and also having financial independence will also help the baby in the future as well, because if anything happens to you and your husband, then you still have money to actually help your baby as well. And my point for these 2 minutes is something that is completely far away from the relationship spectrum, because I think you've been focusing a lot on relationships. And that is that I personally think that women have not died out, because if you see that there are certain industries that still exist, for example, makeup and skincare. And I know that you might argue that men also nowadays, some men also, like especially in the LGBT community, there are some men who do wear makeup as well. But we all know that makeup and skincare was mostly made for girls. And we can clearly see that these industries are still booming, they're increasing on profits, and this shows the women have not lost their sense of fashion, they have not lost their sense of creativity with makeup and skincare, and they still love their makeup and skincare, and that's why the industries are still increasing. So in my opinion, I think that it is not right to say that, you know, women are men, because if that was the case, then all the makeup and skincare industries would die out and women would have no creativity left at all.
Of course they wouldn't, but I feel like that women are obviously becoming very high achieving, high value women in terms of wealth and finances, and they're getting very educated. They have all these degrees and everything, but that's all absolutely fine. But there comes a point when these women themselves question themselves, like, what was the point of doing all these things? Because now I'm having to rush around. I don't have a time to think. I don't have a time to pause and just relax because I have all these commitments to actually look after and all those kind of things. And that makes me feel like I'm man is working, because a man is supposed to think about what's going to happen to me 5 years time, 10 years time, and how do I grow this business. Like, of course, you can be cautious, you can be very passionate about your business or anything in your life for that matter. But then comes this point where this woman, for example, she's 35 and she's still like sulking because she's thinking that, oh my god, what am I doing with my life? I don't know what to do, and what am I going to do with all this wealth? I don't even have a man next to me and all this kind of thing. So it's very, very important that women that are, of course, high achieving, they take a break and everything like that. But these women are becoming so competitive in the job industry and like whatever industry that might be to make a mark for themselves. They think that they need to basically sacrifice their feminine traits or the feminine qualities about them. For example, as a menstruation, they might not be. Or for example, as I said before about the maternity leave, like some women, they're not even taking the maternity leave properly nowadays, because they think that if they stay at home for too long, their position at work is basically going to die out. Nobody's going to, and the employer is going to think of a replacement and thinking that, oh yeah, she's going to be busy with the baby for the rest of her life now, so let me just find someone. So those kind of arguments and those kind of thoughts can actually cripple in a woman who is working all the time and is becoming a man in this dynamic of the world. So it's very, very important that we understand that women are becoming the new men because of all these thoughts that they have. And there's nothing wrong with that being high achieving, as I said before. Like, I want to be a high achieving myself, but there has to be a point when you need to take a pause and reflect.
I personally understand where you're coming from, but I personally think that everyone has that crisis, not just women. So the fact that you said about, oh, how women in the future, they might start thinking, what was the point of doing all this? And they might, for example, be single at like 35 years old and feel like they don't have a man. Well, first of all, I just have to say that there is no specific age to get married. I know that right now, they're like, you know, especially for different ethnicities. I think, if, for example, if it's in the Asian community, I think South Asian communities, like, you know, girls get married at around anywhere between 20 to 25. That's like the most common age. But again, it doesn't mean that there is a specific age to get married. So the girls who are actually, like the women who are 35 years old and who are actually upset about not getting married, I think that again, they were the one who made that choice to not get married all this time. And they knew the consequence or even advantages of not getting married. And I think there's nothing wrong with getting married late and, you know, with, you know, being single for a very long time. It's your choice and there's no specific age or right age to get married. And secondly is the fact that you need to understand about the thing about, oh, what should I do in the future now that I've got my career and everything, and let's say you have a child as well. In my opinion, I think that everyone has that crisis. Even men have that crisis, women have that crisis. To be honest, I'm going to be honest, in the UK, like 16-17 year olds who have to choose their A-levels and choose their degree, they also have that, you know, thoughts like, what do I really want to do for the rest of my life? And they're having to decide that in a very young age of 16-17. You know, university students, as soon as they've graduated, they have that crisis. What am I going to do? So I think this is something that if men also have to face, women also have to face. And if men can deal with it, then so can women. So I personally think that doesn't make a woman less of a woman just because she's having a crisis of what she's going to do in the future.
Of course it doesn't, but I feel like women have become like almost like machines in the society where they also have to, they have a need to prove their worth or their self-worth or their, you know, their existence matters because they have to do something outside the house, or they need to be, you know, barking with other colleagues of theirs in the industry where they're basically at the meeting to prove their point or anything like that, to make them feel like they belong in the world, because they think that if they don't do that, like the man, for example, they start comparing themselves like a man, and they eventually become like a man, let's be honest, in the workplace, because they think that if they don't speak up, or if they're like too lean back, or if they think that, you know what, nobody's listening to me in the meeting, I need to do something about this, they come plotting and planning and they try to be smarter than other people. So these are the type of things that subtly, like literally slowly and subtly, they actually start crippling on the woman, and then she loses herself and then she doesn't know how to relax herself anymore. And even if she has nothing to do, for example, let's say for 5 minutes, she starts getting anxious and feeling like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? I need to do something. I need to do something to, you know, make myself feel like, you know, that, you know, I'm doing something for this world. I don't care. So this kind of pressurizing and, you know, putting yourself in this working mode all the time, and there's no, basically no airplane mode in your head, basically. And that is really, really sad for some women. So I think that working is absolutely fine. Having a career, a job, a wealth, whatever it is absolutely fine. But if it starts taking toll on your biological needs, on your needs that are already in there with you, within you, and you start suppressing those because you have the need to prove to others outside your realm, like you're outside your body, externally, that you're worthy by doing something externally itself. That's where I feel like women are struggling to actually prove their mark and their point. And that's why I feel like women are becoming the new men in this 21st century.
Well, again, I think the fact that you said right from the beginning that, you know, some people are depending their self-worth on their careers and their jobs, I personally think that, again, that all relies on themselves. And I feel like actually, in my opinion, I think this is actually improving in the 21st century for a lot of people, because now a lot of people actually read more books and they look at social media posts that actually promote positivity and that says to everyone that everyone is worthy in this world, regardless of their job or regardless of any situation they're in. So I think these type of posts actually promote positivity and that self-worth, and that there is, we all have unconditional self-worth. So I think that is actually what I'm saying is that your point doesn't really make sense, because everyone is now actually trying to cultivate that sense of self-worth. And secondly is the fact that I actually think that, you know, if you think that women go into careers or the workplace creates comparison, I personally disagree with that. I think that even social media creates comparison. That's something that you can actually compare yourself to. Even if you're at home being a housewife with two babies, you can still compare yourself on social media. So it's not about going to the workplace that creates comparison. It's about your perception and your mindset. So if you feel like you want to compare yourself to others, you have control over your thoughts, and you have control over if you're going to compare yourself to others. And it doesn't matter where you are, it's all about your mindset. And also, I think that personally, the last thing I have to say is that I personally think that in terms of women not being able to relax themselves, I think it is because of a lack of knowledge and education. And I think that what's the main point of this debate is that I think that women are not necessarily becoming men, but I think that women perhaps are not gaining that knowledge on how to actually relax themselves, how to have their own hobbies, how to have their own life. And I think that that is what is sometimes making women look like they're losing themselves, when in reality, they might just not have the knowledge on how to relax themselves because they're in the workplace. So I think that it is completely okay to have to be in a career, to be successful as a woman. You can still be a woman by doing all those things, but you need to have knowledge on how to relax yourself and how to basically be a woman in a nutshell. So that is basically our whole debate on what are women are the new men. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to this debate. If you've been listening on Spotify, do leave your comments and ideas down below on what you think of this topic. And also, do not forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, because we would love to gain that support. Any last ideas or thoughts?
I think doing these debates on a weekly basis for us as podcasters, I think it also allows us to express ourselves and also have good problem solving skills as well on the spot, because we may have written notes on what we want to say and stuff, but at the same time, I feel like it allows us to actually challenge ourselves on the spot. After the 2 minutes, what am I going to say? So that's a really good way to actually, I feel like this is why I'm so grateful that we do this every week.
Definitely. And these debates are like super unbiased, and it's like really fair in my opinion, because it's 5 points, 5 points. So it's really fair. But we hope that you have enjoyed, and we hope to see you next week on this podcast.
We really hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast episode.
If you're excited for our future episodes, make sure to subscribe or follow our podcast platforms currently on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.
You can also check out our website, zurbiscribbles.com, for extra tips and tricks from us.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll hopefully see you next time.